All right, welcome into the starting lineup here on a Friday morning, Valentine's Day morning. Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. Got a full show ahead of us. It's Will West, Eric Kane here. Tyler Robbins out on location here today. A lot of things to get into. It's the NBA All-Star Game. It's the NHL All-Star Game here today. And why are ratings so down? Are you looking forward to any of that going on this weekend? Then we'll talk about that. Of course, Phil Fulmer had some comments saying the Vols are back. What do you think about the Vols are back? So a lot to get into here on a Friday morning, Will West.
That's right. A lot to get into today. Here's where I want to start, though. If we can, Eric Kane. Eric Kane here with us. Colin Castleberry here as well. We'll be here until 9 o'clock. Eric Kane and Brian Rising to take over after that. Two huge sporting events are going to happen this weekend. And the first is going to be on this weekend. You'll have NBA All-Star Saturday, and on Sunday you have the NBA All-Star Game. On Sunday, you'll also have the Daytona 500, the beginning of the NASCAR season. Time was, this would be stop what you're doing. Everyone has to watch this television. I don't believe that it is anymore when you look at where ratings are in this day and age, right? Daytona 500, look, NASCAR has got a lot of headlines about how people aren't watching NASCAR and that ratings continue to decline. We talk a lot about baseball, about how ratings have declined for baseball, and every national broadcast on a network of Major League Baseball during the regular season the last 2 years has been the lowest rated of all time. And that's just we hear a lot about the way baseball is trending down. We don't talk enough about the way the NBA is trending down over the last two seasons. 3 years ago, ratings were up 30% for the NBA. Last year for the NBA, ratings were down about 17%. This year for the NBA, they're down again this year. And it's every NBA All-Star game is becoming the least watched NBA All-Star game. And so a lot of people might be listening and say, okay, but you're over 40 now, Will. Well, the average age of the NBA viewer is 42 years old. So while 20-year-olds will say things on social media about the NBA, you know what they're not doing?
Watching
the NBA. And eventually you need people to put eyeballs on your products, not just talk about it on social media. And so I want to know this from people out there listening at 656-9900, and I want to know from you guys. Why is everything but football seeing a ratings decline? Because the NFL's fine, and the NFL continues to see great ratings. College football continues to see great ratings. Football audience increase. The only other thing with the audience increase in this day and age is soccer, and that's just because it started nothing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So now soccer's almost on par with low-end NASCAR, with NASCAR's worst races and baseball's worst broadcasts. Soccer's about that equivalent, or getting to the top soccer matches are getting to that equivalent right now. So I want to know from you, why do you think we're seeing everything but football suffer some sort of ratings recession or viewership recession over the last especially 3 years?
I think in football, there's a lot that's wrong with the game of football in terms of replay, in terms of the college game, in the NFL. What is a catch? What's not a catch? Hitting the quarterback, all those rules that have come out the last couple of years. And so I hear all that, and it's very frustrating. But I think in terms of football, the good far, 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 far outweighs the bad. I mean, football is such an entertainment sport. I mean, and plus, especially in the college game too, you know, that's your team. So you feel some type of way about that. So like you feel very connected to that team. So I think the good far outweighs the bad in football. And so people are going to watch football no matter what. I mean, the XFL had great ratings in week one. Now we'll see if that carries over, but that just shows you put it on a primetime network like ABC, ESPN, or Fox, you know, people are going to watch that. I think with the changes that have happened in the sport of NASCAR, you're going to have your diehards. I'm a blue blood in baseball, so I'm going to watch baseball no matter what. We're talking about all these rule changes in baseball and everything. I'm going to watch it no matter what. Doesn't matter about the three batter minimum rule. Doesn't matter. I'm going to watch it. That's the same with NASCAR. You have that. But I think with NASCAR, with the rule changes, you're losing a lot of the, you know, with the taking out the stock car as well, you're losing a lot of that audience that'd be like kind of on
you,
the tweener.
You lost me. I grew up with it. I was around it all the time, and it was, you stop what you were doing, and every Sunday my dad would get home from church, he'd eat lunch, mm-hmm. Dad would turn on the NASCAR race and watch about the first 50 laps, nap through the middle portion of it, and then the last 50 laps.
I did the same thing. And then in terms of the NBA, I just think the game, especially for those tweeners that you're an NBA guy, you're going to watch it no matter what, you and Josh Ward. But for me, you know, the game got so out of hand, so high scoring with no defense, and it's so different from the college game that you lost me there, too. And especially the All-Star game is what we're talking about, too. There's nothing there. And
no, there's
nothing. You try to tweak it up a little bit, Team Giannis, Team LeBron, they've done that in years past, Western, Eastern Conference, whatever it may be. It's just the product's not good, and so I'm not going to watch it.
I'll be honest, I am diehard NBA guy, and I don't watch it. There's very little. Like, now the postseason gets back to basketball.
I watch the postseason.
They play real basketball in the postseason. If I want to watch a bunch of jabronis run up and down the floor, open floor basketball, and I want to watch a bunch of 6'10 guys that are charm and soft like Joel Embiid try to shoot 17-foot jumpers, yeah, I'm good. I don't need that. But when you get to the postseason, you got to play real basketball. And so I do watch real basketball when it gets to the postseason.
Yeah, you got to play defense. And that's a lot for baseball, too. I mean, a lot of people that don't watch baseball will tune in and watch the 3.5-4 hour broadcast of postseason baseball simply because it's just that much better.
Well, let me ask you this. Is some portion of this that NASCAR does not look like what NASCAR used to look like? Now it's clean air is king. Now we have the car tomorrow. They've never really recovered. A lot of tracks have been repaved and they haven't recovered. A lot of cookie cutter tracks. The racing doesn't look like it did when we were growing up. Baseball, the sport does not look like what it did when we were growing up. I was never a big American League fan because I didn't want to see strikeouts and home runs. I wanted to see you manufacture runs. I wanted to see small ball. I wanted to see the pitcher go out there and be something that you have to strategize for or around, depending on how good of a hitter your pitcher might be. I wanted to see those things in baseball, the chess match that happens in baseball. Now it's just analytics department calls down and tells the manager, okay, this guy's pitched this many pitches, yank him. No, doesn't care where the game's at, yank that guy. And I got a bunch of guys, we'll do the infield shift because nobody can put the ball the other way. And then I'll have a bunch of guys swing up towards the sky with an uppercut, and either they get a strikeout or they get a solo home run. And I'm a Dodgers fan. Max Muncy, it's not his fault. But Max Muncy, when I watch him go play as a Dodgers fan, is the embodiment of what's wrong with baseball right now, because it's just he's going to hit it out of the yard with a solo home run, or he's going to strike out with that uppercut swing, and there is nothing else that happens in between. The NBA does not look like basketball that we saw back in the day. It looks like the AAU game. If I want to watch AAU basketball, you put that on television, I'd watch it. Mm. So I don't want to see it. So is some portion of it that the game doesn't look like it used to look, and or what we grew up with, what we're used to, what fans want to see. And so maybe because of the fact that those other sports, the game's different. And look, football's evolved. Football's still football.
Yeah.
Like, especially from, I'll just say, in my lifetime, the game of football doesn't look that different. The game of basketball does. The game of baseball does. NASCAR does. The NHL does. And so you're seeing ratings declines for all of those other sports, yet football is still there. Could that be a part of it? Or do you think the changing of the game more so is about responding to losing some of your audience and you're trying to get some of your audience back?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, look at baseball now. Baseball with the pace of play initiatives the last couple of offseason, you're taking the problem in baseball right now is the TV deals. You got 2-minute breaks in between each half inning. You don't need that. You don't need that at all. You know, if it's a network game, it's like 2:35. That is just entirely too long. So the problem with baseball is the networks and the TV deals, but that's where you make your money.
But I'll be honest with you, it's not for me. That's not the problem for me. Okay. I don't want to watch what's being played. I don't want to watch meaningless one. That's part of it for football for me too. Football matters, and every snap matters, and every play matters, and every down matters, because I get 16 of these in the NFL. I get 12 of these in college. And so it's on a limited basis. One of the reasons why I think the XFL can't succeed is we don't want to see football year-round. But the Major League Baseball, 162, 81 with hockey in the NBA, you're watching so much of it. So many laps in a NASCAR race.
It's going from Valentine's Day through Labor Day.
It's so long. So it's just, one, I don't have that kind of free time, right? Like, we don't have that kind of free time anymore. Two, I don't want to see the way that looks right now. Like baseball, my issue with baseball, I don't want to see 7 pitchers. So by the time through the 5th inning, 6th inning, and the 3rd pitcher's already there, and I'm like, all right, enough. Unless somebody's getting shelled, I'm not watching this. Part of it may be because I was conditioned to believe this is how baseball should be played. When I go watch Carl Anthony Towns, you know what I mean? Ball hog at 6'10", 20 feet away from the rim, and I'm like, what is this dude doing? That's a horrible percentage shot. Put your back to the basket, put your butt in the man, and knock him on his backside.
But that's not how the AAU game's played.
That's not how the NBA game's played.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think you're seeing changes in the game overall, but I think you're seeing a lot of adaption, trying to adapt to the younger crowd, because like with the baseball, the pace play initiative, trying to get the younger crowds, you're not going to get a lot of guys in the 20 club sitting through 3.5 hour ball game, trying to speed that thing up.
So why not go with the pitch clock and things like that? We've watched work at the minor league levels for them if that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's been told around here in the Southern League, the Tennessee Smokies. They've had a pitch clock the last 2 years. In extra innings, they put a guy on second base, which way against that. But yeah. But again, that's something they're trying to do. So they test out some of the stuff in lower markets in the minor leagues to see if they, if one day they can put it in Major League Baseball.
That's so. Eric Kane. I'm Will West. Here's what I want to know. Outside of, because look, you, if you listen to this show, you're watching football. Why aren't you watching the other things that, let's be honest, you used to watch? You used to watch the NBA. You used to watch Major League Baseball. You used to watch NASCAR. And I have a theory about this as well. I want to get Alan's phone call before we go to break. Alan, 20-30-40 Club. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm at the very tip top of the 40 Club.
There you go.
I'm 49 and over a half, so I'm pushing the 5-0 Club. So as far as NASCAR, I started watching NASCAR in the 70s when it was just on TV every now and then. And saw it develop through the 80s when it was on TV regularly. But as an adult, the racing wasn't as, as competitive, I guess. And you lost some of your stars. And then it was on TV all the time. I mean, you know, used to, you turned it on Sunday and you watched the race. And now it's on Thursday for practice and Friday for qualifying. And
they got,
you know,
trucks on.
It's almost like a job to keep up with it. I've got a son that's 25, and we've kind of turned into a sports center society. Why would I watch a 4-hour baseball game when I can flip sports center on, see all the home runs, the big strikeouts, any close plays? Man, I'm in and out in an hour, and I've seen all the big plays in baseball, basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the rest of that stuff, I mean, it's almost like a full-time job to keep up with it through the week.
Yeah, it is, especially when there's that much on. No, you're absolutely right.
And that's a great
right.
point, too,
yeah.
because you can get pretty much anything you want now from the palm of your hand.
Right in your phone.
And it's been that
except
way
except baseball highlights. Everything else you can get right on your phone.
So, I mean, that's something else, too. I mean, if you want to tune in a little bit while you're out, getting dinner, while you're out doing something with the family, you can, whereas you would schedule around that afternoon event to sit on the couch and watch it.
That's thank you for the phone call, Alan. That's Eric Kane. I'm Will West. Colin Castleberry here as well. 656-9900, your phone number. Time now for your first Tennessee Lottery sports update. Let me give you some numbers here. Daytona 500 this weekend, and it's not just Daytona 500. Here's last year's numbers. You ready?
Yep.
5.3 rating with 9.17 million viewers on Fox. That is down 1%. From the year before, down 20% from 2017. Last year's race capped a horrible decade for the Daytona 500. According to Sports Media Watch, 7 of the 10 lowest-rated Daytona 500s took place in the 2010s, including the bottom of 5. With the exception of 2013, when Danica Patrick finished in the top 10, it had a 9.9 rating. No Daytona 500 in the 2010s was as high as ratings or viewership as any from 2001 to 2009.
Mm.
Now, if you think that's bad, the ratings for the Daytona 500 in 2017, it went from a, let's see, it went from a, it had a 5.3, I guess, in the 18 to 49 audience, which is where advertisers want. Down 14% from the year before, 1.8 from a 2.1. In 2017, it was a 2.8, and it's down 36%. From that number. Now, what won the weekend last year was the NBA All-Star Game at a 2.8, the same number that NASCAR had in 2017, which was terrible. So it isn't as if the NBA All-Star Game used to be stop what you're doing, because I'm going to get Magic against Larry, because I'm going to get Mike against Hakeem, because I'm going to get these types of matchups. Now I'm just going to watch, I don't know, now that they don't have East versus West, now it's just, I mean, and that was part of it too, was you only got to see the Lakers and Celtics play home and home during the regular season, and that was it. You know, I'm only going to get to see the Jazz versus the Bulls, or the Sonics versus the Bulls, in one home and home, and that's it. Out of 82 games, they play twice. And so this is an opportunity to see these guys go up against each other and to see the best of the best of the best go play a basketball game. Well, now they only play a basketball game.
No, that's why it's still cool with Major League Baseball. And I know interleague play, it's grown too. I mean, back when you were in the, you know, the teens or the 20s club, that wasn't a thing. And then, you know,
I was a teenager, it wasn't a thing.
And then it went to maybe like a 2-week, you know, spurt in June. And then now it's a little sprinkled in throughout the year. But still, you know, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, you get guys going against guys you don't see hardly ever, so that's exciting.
Yep.
Those are interesting numbers on the Daytona 500. However, fifth straight sellout, so people are going.
They're going to the race.
Just not watching.
Yeah, and then they've also taken stands out. Isn't that part of it as well?
Maybe.
Yeah, I want to say that has happened. But it's and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that. I think here's a little theory I have. And if you're just joining us on the starting lineup this morning, Will West, Eric Kane, Colin Castleberry here with us. Ivan's went to Nashville to watch the Islanders get straight job
last night.
The Preds. I have a theory that in 2020, it isn't what it used to be. When I was growing up, your dad worked, your mom didn't. Mom stayed home for the most part. Probably half of my friends, their moms worked, maybe a little less than half. And dad would come home and watch sports. Mom would do whatever mom does. Now men and women both work, and both of them take care of the kids, and both of them take care of the house. And the world has just shifted over the last, from the Reagan administration on, the world shifted. And it's a different day and age. And I do think women watch the NFL. 7 of the top 10 broadcasts for 2019 among women were NFL games. But the others were the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Big Bang Theory finale were the other 3. And the other 7 were NFL games. That's so women are in on football. So you and your wife will sit there and watch football together. Oh, yeah. You and your wife are not going to sit there for the most part and watch the Braves against the Reds in the middle of July. That's probably not something that's going to happen. I also think we don't have time like we used to. A 40-hour work week is laughable at this point.
Yeah.
And we also have a number of other entertainment options. I have a theory that we all choose one. Like we all choose one other sport. We all watch football. Everybody in America watches football. Man, baseball. Woman, child. Everybody else chooses one thing that is their thing that they follow outside of sport. Not that we don't like. It's not that I don't like baseball. I'm just not going to sit there and give it 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I don't like I don't like the NBA right now, and I'm an NBA fan, and so that's not a great place for the NBA to be in. Is that when you see the ratings declines 46%, 34% over the last 2 years? That's me. That's me going away from it. But we all choose one thing that we watch. Colin, what's your one? Are you more than one, or is it just you're younger though? But is there what's your one thing you watch outside of football?
Well, see, it's interesting for me because I just got to the point where I have that availability because, like, I just graduated in December, so I had school and multiple jobs, and I didn't get to follow one thing real well there for a long time. So now I'm trying to find something else, and you're right. The problem is I used to love baseball. I try to watch it now, and I just can't. Yeah. I love the NBA. I'm a diehard Bulls fan, and it's not just because the Bulls suck. The NBA isn't good.
Yeah.
Like, I try to follow the only thing I can, and I feel like around here it's the same for everyone, the only thing I will sit down and watch on a Tuesday night is college football.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only one where I'm like, no matter who's playing, I'm watching.
Wait, so your thing is baseball, right?
Yeah.
My thing has become soccer. And a lot of that, too, is because I can do it in the morning. Usually English soccer. It's
mornings for you.
Yes, it's Saturday. Yeah. It's like Saturday morning, Sunday before the NFL show or before church. If we're not, we don't have the NFL show. That's when I, you know what I mean? Otherwise, it's Saturday morning. What do I need to see another Tom Rinaldi piece that may or may not be accurate? Yeah. Not against Rinaldi. It's just a matter of Manti Te'o and things like that. So we're doing these puff pieces. I mean, who knows? So that's become my thing is soccer, especially since the NBA is such trash right now. I do think that's a portion of it. And I think another portion of it is that in the NFL, you have people watching out for the actual game. And are there problems with the NFL? Yes. Are there problems with college football? Yes. But people are watching it. Player empowerment has been a good thing for players. And I believe get all the power and all the money you possibly can because your employer is going to try to pay you as little as they possibly can get away with paying you for the most part. Unless you just have an incredibly awesome boss. But some portion of it's this. The NBA looks like what the NBA players want it to look like, not what the audience wants it to look like. Major League Baseball looks like what the players and owners want it to look like, not what the audience wants it to look like. And that's NASCAR became parade driving. And it's not Rubens racing. It's not, you know, it became just who tests the best. And it became, and I hate to say it, the NBA, you have a LeBron problem. It's what LeBron wants out of basketball, not what your fans want out of basketball. The NASCAR, ratings? You have Jimmy Johnson problem. And it's what Jimmy Johnson wants out of racing, not what your fans want out of racing. And so in baseball, baseball's union's the strongest union in the game. So you have all of these problems that I think that because you don't have a real commissioner that'll say, I don't think so, we're not doing that. Or a real competition committee that'll say, I don't think so, we're not doing that. Because fans don't want to see it, and if they don't pay for us, then we're gone.
Do you think LeBron going to the Lakers had any effect on ratings? Because I mean, you might hate him, love him, but you're gonna hate watch. You're gonna you know, and then you have your diehards, of course. But you shipped him over to L.A. whenever they're playing at 10 o'clock every night. You know, you're not going to watch that.
No, you're not watching that. That's probably part of it, too. I mean, yeah. 30% of the population lives in that corridor between Washington, D.C. and Boston, right? Yeah. Like, that 30% of the population of the U.S., more than half the population of the U.S. is not going to stay out to watch the Lakers play on a given Wednesday night or Thursday night. It's just not going to happen. So that's probably some portion of it. Why would the rest of the ratings down last year, too, though? That's the other thing. And the All-Star Game, we know what it is. 656-9900. I want to hear from you. Why are you watching what you watch? Why don't you watch anything but football? Because for the most part, most of you out there, you don't watch anything but football, or you watch football and one other thing. Some of you, it's golf. Some of you, it's tennis. Some of you, it's baseball. Some of you, it's basketball. Some of you, it's NASCAR. But you probably don't watch all of them the way that you used to. Will West, Eric Kane, Colin Castleberry, 656-9900, your phone number, starting lineup on the Sports Animal. Will West, Eric Kane, Colin Castleberry, starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal. What we've been talking about this morning is why aren't you watching the things that you used to watch? It used to, this will be a huge sports weekend, Daytona 500 this weekend, NBA All-Star game this weekend. And if you like those, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to watch All-Star Saturday night. I'm going to watch Daytona 500. It ain't what it used to be. Yeah. And it's not close to what it used to be, frankly. So that's one of the things that I just kind of want to know from you guys. Why aren't you watching the Daytona 500 or the NBA or Major League Baseball anymore the way that you used to?
So with the All-Star weekend, regardless, you know, whatever sport it is, you see it in the Pro Bowl, which is watered down now. But, you know, for Major League Baseball, you have the Futures game, you have the Home Run Derby, then you have the Celebrity Softball game. Like, that's always fun. For the NHL and the NBA, you have skills challenges. For NBA, you have dunk contest, three-point shootout. And then the skills challenge. What all is embodied in this skills challenge?
With the skills challenge, it's like dribbling around. It's like passing through like a tube or like a circle, and then it's dribbling around different things, and it's like doing it at a certain speed, and you come back the other way, and then you hit a shot, and you hit a couple other shots, and it's just kind of some combination of shooting, passing, dribbling, all that. Jason Tatum won last year. He's going to win again this year. That's pretty much this big of a lock. If you want a lock for those of you who have a gambling addiction, Jason Tatum winning a skills competition is the biggest lock you could find coming up in sports this weekend. Here's what's a little weird for me, though. I do have the theory that we have some portion of it that we all choose. We all watch football, and then we all choose one thing. I can't help but wonder, like, how much do you think this Astros thing is going to hurt? I'll just pull the curtain back. Kaner and I talked about last night about how much do we talk about this Astros thing? Because time was now, you're seeing the Astros finally have to respond to the cheating scandal and to the sign-stealing scandal that they had that's cost two managers, a GM, maybe another manager's coming up soon, it looks like, most likely is going to happen. I even saw Curt Schilling yesterday on The Fan in New York said, hey, look, I am good friends with Alex Cora, and I love him like he's family. They should fire him, and he should be suspended from baseball. And because there's no way he didn't know about this, and he had to be been complicit, and said, you've got to get rid of him. And it's pretty impossible to believe you did this at Houston, and it won you a World Series, and you went to Boston, and you didn't do exactly the same thing. So it's and that's fair. And then that's Curt Schilling about a Boston team, which is not something you normally get. We discussed last night how much we talked about this, because used to, that would have been an ace story. Maybe not Knoxville, Tennessee, the weekend before you play basketball, you know, against South Carolina. Used to, this is how this was when I first started doing this, or even a decade ago. This weekend, it would have been about, one would have been probably hit preview the Tennessee-South Carolina game, because it's not as good of a year this year. It would have been, we got to hit on the Daytona 500 because Knoxville has the highest ratings for NASCAR, and it's going to pull a 20 here locally. Now it's not. And then we'll talk about the NBA All-Star game because it's going to be, you know, having all these players in one place, it's going to do that. And then, man, that Astros story is so big, it's almost like we have too much to talk about. None of those are A stories right now.
No.
And so unless you talk about football for the most part, if we talk about the NBA All-Star game and we try to break down the All-Star game, that's death for our ratings. If we talked about just the Astros thing is like the A, even though we're talking about now legitimate Major League Baseball players and former players saying, okay, I think you need to strip their World Series title. They should have to vacate the 2017 World Series. That would have been an A 10 years ago, and now it's death if we do that. If we did the Daytona 500 right now, it's death if we do that. There are still some people that want to see it, and NASCAR will pull a nice rating for the Daytona 500, especially compared to other markets, but the other 90% of the audience that doesn't want to hear the Daytona 500 will go somewhere else if we start talking about the Daytona 500. And it's weird that these topics that all would have been A's, we have four stories that would have been A's 10 years ago, that right now, if you talk about them, your ratings are dead. And so to me, that's where the compelling conversation is and the interesting conversation is. Okay, what's happened in the last decade that we're not watching any of these sports anymore? We're just not. I mean, like, it's weird, I know, but for some reason, it's just not happening. Like last year, Daytona 500, Greensboro, North Carolina led all markets with a 15-1 rating. Greenville, South Carolina was second with 13.6. Knoxville was third with an 11.9. But the other 88% of the population does not want to hear about NASCAR. So if you talk about it, it's death. So it's just a weird place to be, that the world has changed so much in just 10 years that if you talk about this stuff now, your ratings are going to be in the tank, and everybody wants just football, or they have their own little niche thing that they'll follow, and that's probably about it.
Yeah, plus, 10 to 12 years ago, the A any weekend would be Lady Vols, essentially.
I don't know if the A would be. But if they were playing somebody, it would be. But I will say, 10 to 12 years ago, I remember when people were saying, we can't give pay Bruce Pearl what he wants and keep him from going to Memphis because we have to pay him. We can't pay the men's coach more than the women's coach.
Yeah.
I remember those days. I was working here during those days. That ain't that long ago.
Yeah, and that's obviously not the case anymore. And yeah. So I think the changes to these sports and everything. Well, when you look at NASCAR, stage racing. What are your thoughts on stage racing?
It's fine. I don't care.
From a guy that's not a NASCAR guy, I'm not going to sit down and watch every single race. I kind of find it exciting. But if you are
Who could finish the stages exactly. and get those points?
Because, the last couple of laps in that stage, there's some competitiveness and they take more risks and everything. And so I kind of like that. But there are a lot of things that minor tweaks into the game of baseball that, the tweener would say, oh, who cares? It's not a big deal. And I'm like, no, it's the end of the world.
Okay. So you tell me that if I'm wrong, I think it's not hard to fix these sports. I don't. Like NASCAR. You know what you do? You put 25 extra points. You get a point per whatever spot that you are. If you have 42 cars, you get 42 points if you're one, 41 points if you're two, and you put 25 points on the winner. And you make it where it's I'd rather wreck this thing than finish fourth.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'll be watching races now, and Darrell Waltrip, I'll hear on the broadcast say, just hold that thing together for that sixth place finish. Really? No, this is a race. Try to get to the front. Knock somebody around if you got to. That's what made it so great with Earnhardt and Rusty and those guys. Because Earnhardt might knock somebody out to get to the front. Kyle's the only guy we have that'll still do that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why racing, people hate him, but racing's better when Kyle Busch is in it, and racing's not particularly good when Kyle Busch isn't in it in this day and age.
And now in NASCAR, too, if you get that one win, you're locked in. So a lot of times you'll get that one win, then you'll try to just save everything, especially if you're not from a big team that has some money and everything. You'll try to save the car and
just
save
hold
everything.
It together.
Yeah, just hold it together.
Keep her in one piece.
You got that one win, so you're locked in for the chase.
Yeah,
and all that.
So I don't want to watch that with baseball. I don't want to watch seven pitching changes. So do whatever you can to make sure that you have, for me, it would be you get four pitchers. That's what you get. You get four. And if you have an injury, you get to add another one to that. But other than that, and if you want to use specialization with pitchers, I don't care.
It's going to get worse this year, too, because you get 26.
Give them a legitimate strike zone and stop juicing the baseball. And if that happens, if you want to score, people want to score runs. So they're going to stop manufacturing runs. Or if they have to, if the ball's not going to fly out like you're hitting a dang racquetball over the wall, which is what it kind of is right now. With the NBA, remove these freedom of movement rules where your ratings were literally double what they are right now before you had the freedom of movement rules. Remove them and go back to basketball. Like Grant Williams should be a guy who's an all-star in the NBA because he should play a tweener 3 and 4 and put his back to the basket, pass out of it, be able to knock down the mid-range jump shot and take a guy off the dribble if he has to, if you put a bigger man on him. But we don't have that skill set that matters anymore. Mm-hmm. So remove freedom of movement. Take out defensive 3 seconds. Oh, a guy can't just drive into the lane and nobody's there just watching you. Remove that stuff. Get the entry pass back. Play real basketball and people will start watching again.
Some would argue that baseball is more exciting with all the home runs right now, the strikeouts and the home runs, the home runs.
The highlights are more exciting. The games aren't because how many batters at bats I got to go through to get to another home run? A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot of strikeouts in between. A
lot of strikeouts in between. And guys just don't put there's nobody that just puts the ball in play. And so let's move these runners over. So you're not just sitting there on your edge of the seat in the middle of the third inning unless you can get a solo home run. You have the immediate pop of that. But it'd be nice if also when Max Muncy hits his solo home runs, when Jock Peterson hit his solo home runs for the Dodgers when I'm watching this, if I got a guy on base because somebody put the ball in play and got on there.
You know, and also in baseball too, you have guys that can come in and throw and hit triple digits, and that's the norm now. Whereas, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there was only a couple guys.
And the difference between 94 and 97 is a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it really so much. Is. You know, even when I was a teenager, really, Aroldis Chapman was, to my knowledge, the only one that could hit triple digits when I was a teenager when he was with the Reds.
Well, Verlander would have been able to during that time, right?
A little bit. But, like, Chapman was just fire out of the pen. He was closing, coming out closing game in Cincinnati. He was hitting it. And now, it's like, if your closer doesn't hit, sit between 98 and 100, it's like, you know.
What are you even doing here?
What are you packing here? What are you bringing?
Just throw it underhanded at that point, right?
Yeah. And so that's the norm. And so, I mean, the game has just changed so much and to where there's some things that are good, that there's a lot of things that are bad in terms of baseball, and the same could be said for NASCAR.
That's Eric Kane. I'm Will West. Colin Castleberry is here as well. 656-9900 is your phone number. After about four straight weeks of pretty solid bets that we gave you, last week was not great as we went to the window. We go to the window next thanks to New Balance Knoxville. 99.1, the sports animal. All right, 1-2 on our bets last week on To The Window. I will say one of those bets we changed. So we texted our friends that may have been betting our Man City bet against Tottenham last week. Mostly people whose names rhyme with Skylar Blivens. We texted them and said, hey, don't do this because the news came out that Man City wasn't traveling three defenders. And so it was like, oh, hey, don't do this anymore. Even though I gave you this on To The Window, for those of you who aren't on the secret text line with me, for me to tell you, hey, don't bet this, even though I told you to bet this, we would have been 2-1 had it not been for that. 1-2 last week, and it didn't go well. I think Ivins was 1-2 as well. Eric Kane's going to step in for Tyler here. Let's go to The Window.
The corporate offices of Cumulus Media told The Morning Show I had to read this to cover their butts. Any and all mentions of spreads or wagering during this next segment is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Hope this helped, gentlemen. Here's To The Window on the starting lineup. Powered by New Balance Knoxville in the Suburban Shopping Center.
Three bets against the number. What do you have for us, Sarah Kane, here
let's
today?
Let's go to the XFL. Give me the DC Defenders. At
five. Wait, are you giving us XFL lines?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you two as well. The DC Defenders giving a 5.5-point favorite against the New York Guardians. Cardale Jones, week one, threw for 2 touchdowns, nearly 250 yards. DC led the XFL in week one with 9 yards per pass. It's a full passing yard more than all the other teams combined per play average. So that's something to keep an eye on right there.
So it's a DC. Against who?
It's the New York Guardians.
Against the New York Guardians, yes. And what is the line on that?
It's 5.5.
5.5. So take the Guardians or take the defenders.
At 5.5
versus the Guardians. Well, it's weird those names, but and minus 5.5.
You'll get used to it if you get it on the XFL.
Okay.
Also take the Houston Roughnecks, 7-point favorite against the St. Louis Battlehawks. My St. Louis Battlehawks. Houston drilled LA in week one by 20, 37-17. Also, don't know if you saw this.
Wait, are you St. Louis Battlehawks?
Yeah.
So, and when I did the thing where you take the screenshot from the rotating picture that tells you which XFL team you're a fan of, I was a Battlehawks fan.
Nice. Mark A. King, former Raiders punter, is also on that team, so that's mainly why I chose it. L.A. fired his defensive coordinator after week one. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
that
was not really great. Funny. Pepper Johnson, former Giant.
Yeah, exactly. Houston tallied 16 quarterback hits in week one against L.A. Every other XFL team combined had 27, ooh. So you're going to have to throw it. That's good.
Deep XFL stats from Eric Kane.
St. Louis is going to have to throw it. That's a bad recipe for there. So to give me the Houston Roughnecks at 7-point favorites. And Daytona 500, Danny Hamlin, he won the race last year. He's got the second best odds at 9-1 to take it home this year. He went on to win six races last year, but finished fourth in the standings. So going to be motivated. So I'll take Danny Hamlin in the Daytona 500.
Danny Hamlin, Daytona 500. I would take Kyle. And
it's not a bad bet.
He's never done it. He's won every other track but Daytona.
Especially, he's really hot always in the beginning of the season anyway.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he's never a bad bet.
No, he is not. But Kyle's the guy that I would take to finally break this knot and win the Daytona 500. All right, so did we go soccer bets with you? Of course we went soccer bets with you. Southampton minus 119 against Burnley this weekend. That is your free money bet of the weekend. Man United plus 335 against Chelsea on Monday. That is a big number. Plus 335 it's not necessarily like Tennessee against UTC. Maybe UT against Vanderbilt, it would have been about the money line for it. That's about how big of a favorite Chelsea is in this one. I think Man United gets this win. Plus 335 on the money line is not bad as well. Dunk contest. Aaron Gordon has never won the dunk contest. There are only four competitors in the dunk contest this year. Aaron Gordon plus 130 in the dunk contest. So again, to recap, Southampton minus 119 against Burnley, Man United plus 335 on Monday against Chelsea, and Aaron Gordon plus 130 to win the dunk contest coming up this weekend. I'm going to throw a little extra credit for you out there as well. Tottenham minus 115 against Aston Villa on Sunday morning. That is also free money in case you'd like to pick up that free money. That's To the Window, brought to you by New Balance Knoxville Suburban Shopping Center. The perfect fit every time, the perfect product for you, making sure they find the right shoe for you, depending on what it is you individually do, the way that your gait works, the way that your foot works at New Balance Knoxville. We'll come back on the other side. Tennessee basketball, Tennessee football practice report with Eric Kane, starting lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal.